Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Good morning, Kathy.
Oh, good morning.
You're late getting up, aren't you?
Yeah, I overslept. I had rather a late night.
I thought you had, because you weren't in when I went to bed last night.
No, I didn't get in till 2.
2? So where were you?
Oh, I went to a friend's house.
Did you go inside?
Well, of course I did. I was hardly going to stay outside and freeze to death, was I? And we are allowed to, you know.
Okay. By the way, I saw you at the pub last night.
Yeah, I saw you too.
Oh, well, you didn't come over.
No, well, I didn't want to ruin my evening, did I?
Oh, thanks.
No, not you. I didn't want to speak to that man, and I'm sure he didn't want to speak to me either.
Oh, I give up with you too.
Well, let's not talk about him then. Have you had breakfast?
Yes, I have. And, oh, gosh, I've got to go soon.
Oh, okay. So, did you have a good night?
Yeah, it was good. And I can see by the state of you that you did.
Oh, don't. Have we got anything for headaches?
I don't know. But if we do, they'll be in the cupboard by the door.
Okay, thanks.
Right, I'll see you later then. And have a good day. Oh, and if it's still nice, do you want to go for a walk when I get back?
I don't know. I'll see how I feel.
Okay. Bye. Oh, hello, Jim. Are you with me today?
Yep, all day.
Oh, that's good. So how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, you look very happy this morning.
That's because they pulled me out of toys.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I thought I was with Tina today.
Not anymore.
Oh, well, I'm sure she'll be all right.
Do you like being in toys?
I don't mind. But I wouldn't want to be there all the time.
Penny, I hope you don't mind me asking this, but did you ever think of having children?
Oh, you mean with Joe?
Yeah.
Well, we did talk about it sometimes, but we had the business, you see, and that took over everything, really. I mean, as I say, we talked about it, but there was always a reason not to, to sort of leave it for a while. Joe would always say, let's try next year. And then, of course, it never happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And what about you and Les?
Ah, well, the more I think about those years we had together, the more I think they were a waste of my life.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I've come to terms with it now, but our relationship was so shallow, sort of meaningless. She wasn't a true soulmate, but that's how she wanted it. I would have liked it to have been different. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are. But don't think it was a waste of your life, because you must have got something from being together.
Well, maybe. But if we did, it was very little. Looking back, I wish I'd told her how I felt earlier.
Oh, so she didn't really know?
Well, no, not really. You see, at first, I just went along with it. But if I'm truthful with myself, I didn't like the setup. And yes, I would have liked to have had children.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's too late now.
Excuse me, could I borrow you for a minute, Jim?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Right, it won't take long, I just want to show you something.
Do you want me to close the door?
Yes, please. Okay, please take a seat. Now, the reason I've asked you in here is because I want to show you the plans for the new staff room.
Oh, I see.
Yep, I want you to have a look and tell me if you think we need to add anything.
Okay.
So, here we are. I mean, it's quite straightforward, really, but I was wondering if you could think of anything else we need to put into the room.
Okay.
So, this area here, that's drinking facilities, and soft chairs over here, and you can see tables and chairs over there, you know.
And what's that?
Ah, now that's a wall light. Or we could use a lamp if you think that would be better. The idea being is that if you didn't want the main light on, you could have that one on instead. And that, of course, would make the light so much softer.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's a really good idea.
So, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's great. And I think the wall light or lamp would be good. Matthew, Will the walls remain white?
Ah, now that's a good question. What colour do you think they should be?
I'd say an off-white. Maybe even a cream or something like that.
Okay.
And maybe a couple of pictures. That would be nice. Of the sea or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I can sort that out.
But really, I think it's brilliant. And it's very thoughtful of you, Matthew.
Oh, well. Uncle Nick had a say in it as well, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did, thanks. Didn't do much. Just a bit of gardening. And you?
Yeah, it was good. On Sunday, I had a Zoom meeting with Uncle Nick. I tend to have those quite regularly now, to be honest, just to keep him up to date with everything, you know.
And how is he?
Oh, that's nice of you to ask. Yeah, he seems fine, thanks.
Oh, it must be lovely living in Spain.
Well, he certainly loves it out there. Have you ever thought of living abroad?
No, not really. I'm afraid my life's been rather boring. In a way, I wish I'd been more adventurous.
Well, it's never too late, is it?
I don't think I'd do it now.
Well, now as things are at the moment, might not be the best time to move abroad, but, you know, there's still time to do it. I mean, lots of people retire out there, don't they? Do you think you'd ever do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I think, as long as your partner... Oh, and sorry, Jim, I don't know if there's someone waiting for you at home or not, but what I'm trying to say is, it's like with my Uncle Nick and his wife Danielle. Both of them wanted to move, but I think if one wanted to move and the other didn't, well, I think that could cause all kinds of problems.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
Anyway, that's enough of that. Leave this with me, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the room will be ready to use by the end of next week.
Gosh, well, that's great. Thank you, Matthew.
Oh, no problem. Oh, and if there's anything else I can help you with at any time, just come and see me, yeah?
What was all that about?
Oh, he wanted to show me the plans for the new room he's creating.
Oh, so he's definitely going ahead with it then?
Yes, and he asked my opinion about what to put in the room.
Oh, get you.
Yeah. And I think it will be good, Penny.
Oh, so do I.
I thought it was very nice of him to ask my opinion about it.
Yeah, I do. Amazing, really.
Well, he seems a decent sort of chap, doesn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Right, well, let's get on. What are you doing with those?
I'm putting them over there on that bottom shelf.
Oh, that's nice.
You don't like them, do you?
Did I say that?
Oh, excuse me, can I just get by?
Oh, hello. Hey, you're my window critic, aren't you? Yeah, you're the lady who said how good the window displays were.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, what do you think of them now, eh?
They're good.
And, which one do you like the best?
Oh, I think probably the one in the front.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Right, well, can I help you with anything? Or?
No, thanks. I'm just on my way home, actually.
Oh, OK. Well, have a good day.
And you.
Oh, it was awful.
Kathy, I don't understand. What was awful?
Seeing Matthew today.
Sorry, but I'm not getting this.
Look, earlier today I went into town to get something for my headache.
OK.
And after I'd bought them, I cut through Patterson's to go home.
Yes, I get that bit.
And it was then that I bumped into Matthew.
OK. So did you speak to him?
Yes. He asked me about the blooming window displays.
Oh, did he? Well, I suppose that was nice of him, seeing you're the one that he thinks is so creative.
Oh, look at me, Penny. I was wearing this. So he saw me looking awful and with a terrible headache.
Oh, I see.
Do you?
Yes, I think so.
I looked a mess. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah?
And you know me, I don't ever leave the house looking a mess.
No, that's true. But he wouldn't have noticed what you were wearing.
Well, he did.
And how do you know that?
I could see it in his eyes.
Oh, yeah? And what was he thinking?
That I looked dreadful.
Oh, he didn't.
He did. I could tell he was thinking that I looked a total wreck.
Kathy, what were you saying the other day to Mike about how it doesn't matter what you choose to wear?
Oh, Penny, that was different. I don't normally choose to go out looking scruffy.
Well, you did this time.
Oh, I won't be able to face him again.
Kathy, you don't even know him. OK, I know you always like to look your best.
Exactly.
But on this occasion, you didn't. So forget it. And just think of the famous saying.
What famous saying?
You shouldn't judge a book by its cover. And I know Matthew wouldn't do that.
You don't know that? Oh, what will he think of me?
He won't think anything. Honestly, Kathy, there are far more important things in life that can go wrong. Things could be far, far worse. So wise up, Kathy, and stop moaning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. I didn't mean to go on.
And stop criticising Mike as well. Start thinking about how other people feel for once.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.